Why smartphone radiation safety? Research has proven another way, how cell phone radiation damages DNA in a two-stage process involving ROS reactive oxygen species. DNA damage was previously shown by Dr. Henry Lay with proof of DNA single and double strand breaks at levels below currently accepted safe Federal Communications Commission exposure levels. However, one of these mechanisms wasn't discovered until recently. In addition, current knowledge includes what cell types, notably Schwann and glial cells, are highly susceptible to microwave radiation. Glial cells are closely related to Schwann cells, but why Schwann and glial cells appear to be targets of cell phone radiation is unclear. Microwave effects on glial cells correlate with increased highly aggressive glioblastoma brain tumors. This type of brain tumor killed Joe Biden's honorable son Joseph Beau, Biden IIE 46, when he died of a glioblastoma brain tumor on Saturday, May 30, 2015. Meanwhile, microwave effects on Schwann cells correlate with schwannomas. However, because the phone is closer to the ear than the heart translates into increases in acoustic neuromas, which had also seen huge increases over prior decades before cell phones became popular. The most recent studies have shown us that the debate about cell phone radiation being hazardous or not is finally over. Therefore, it is time to create a cell phone radiation policy to address these issues, as bioeffects have been observed for decades in peer-reviewed studies. Therefore, governments of every country need to create legislation limiting cell phone radiation. Furthermore, governments must demand mandates to reduce radiation levels by forcing cell phone manufacturers and service providers to use different antenna technologies and wavelength frequencies than those used today for next generation broadband wireless data transmission.